Blessings to each of you tonight. Blessings to each of you tonight. Thank God for each of you connecting tonight to our prophetic prayer partnership. We are looking forward to a tremendous time tonight, a time of impartation and intercession. I pray that your minds are ready to receive of the Lord. I pray that you are locking in and will not allow anything to distract your focus and your attention during this time of our prophetic prayer partnership. We take this time very seriously, for I believe that prayer is a very serious matter. It is not something necessarily to be broadcasted. It is not something that is for showcasing. It is something that we must enter to and enter into, I should say, with the most sacred respect and the most sacred observance. We are to be separated from the things that are carnal, separated from the things that are natural, that we may enter into a spiritual realm to have fellowship with the Lord. And this is our time to fellowship together with the Lord, to make our requests made known unto him, but also to hear what he will say to our spirit, what he desires to impart into our spirit. I believe that each week that we have been doing our prophetic prayer partnership, it has been drawing us closer to not only the Lord himself, but certainly to the mind of God, to the will of God as it pertains to our lives. I pray that you, each week as you hear impartation, are making necessary adjustments and adapting to a new format so that you can be all that God desires and has designed for you to be. I believe the best is yet to come for you. I believe the best is yet to come for us all. Well, let's dive in to the second installment of our monthly focus for the month of March, making room for God. Making room for God. As I was sitting in meditation today, it really became incumbent, and it really dawned on me in a great way that there are so many of us who are overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. I begin to meditate on the scripture found in Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my groan. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. You know, life in its normal flow and in its normal functionality will have us at periods of time overwhelmed. What does that mean to be overwhelmed? It's not just at the point of burnout, but overwhelmed simply means full, at capacity, cannot take on, cannot assume any more than what has already been taken on. Overloaded, literally at wit's end. So many times as we are going throughout our lives, we have questions, we have inquiries, we have requests. We are taking on so much. And the Lord began to share with me that the reason why many of us experience so much overload is because we grant access to everything. Without any pun intended, we do not guard our borders. We do not guard our gates. Our gates and our borders to our very existence requires guarding. There are certain documentations. I don't know if many of you have had the privilege or the opportunity of traveling out of the country, but international travel is very different from domestic travel. For international travel takes you through a scrutinous process. This process is very critical. I mean, they're not just letting you in, and even your nation in which you were born in is not just letting you back in. There is such a process that probes the reasoning for your travel, what you're bringing back with you from your travel, what was the purpose of your visitation, what transpired while you were there, or what will transpire while you are there. There is a scrutinous process that is literally, it's almost invasive. It's intruding, and it is necessary for the protection of that nation, of that country in which you are visiting, of that island in which you are visiting. Why is this necessary, Bishop? It's necessary because you can't just let anything in. You can't just let anyone in. Making such a mistake, I'll call it that, making such a mistake can cause so many lives to be put at risk. Letting the wrong person in, letting the wrong motive in, letting the wrong agenda in, letting just anyone in without probing their why can have great consequences. Sisters and brothers, I believe, and hear me tonight, I believe that many of us are at capacity because of our failure to guard our borders and to guard our gates. We have let anything in, almost as if we've been starved for attention. You know, what I've heard about attention is that negative attention is better than no attention at all. So people just allow anything to go on because they are starved of attention. I believe that that is a dysfunction that resides within us, that we are just needing to be needed. Starving to be needed. That even though being needed by the wrong sources or being needed by ulterior motives can be detrimental to us and can even end up being fatal to us because we have this overwhelming need to be needed. We just want to be needed, and we let anybody need us. We let any circumstance require of us. And to our misfortune, we attempt to accommodate every request. Here's the truth. You cannot please everybody. Here's the truth. You cannot accommodate every circumstance. Here's the truth. You will stretch yourself to the point of dismemberment, trying to be in every place at the same time. You're not respecting your own capacity. And it is time for us to turn our attention to what we are capable of handling and what we are incapable of handling, what we have room for and what we do not have room for. What we can accommodate and what we cannot accommodate. And every time we get to the place where our capacity has been reached and we are now busting out of the seams, we always go to prayer and always go to God to fix matters, to fix circumstances, to separate us from the things that overwhelm us. We always turn the pressure to God for divine intervention on a circumstance that God says can easily be fixed if you apply security to your borders and to your gates. If you start detaching yourself from the things that you have granted access to, you will free up your capacity. You will free up your space. Oh, God is talking to us tonight. There are about 100 of us between the Zoom platform and the conference line, and God is talking to each of us tonight. And I want you to hear this. I want you to receive this, as tough of a pill as it may be to swallow. Let's not come to God with dishonesty. Let's not come to God with insincerity. Let's not come to God with a disingenuous nature. Let's come to God with honesty. God, I opened my borders. God, I opened the gates and I have allowed any and just about everything to have access to me, and it has filled my capacity to the point I have no room to think. I have no room to strategize. I have no room to envision. I have no room to dream. I have no room to plan. I have no room to pursue. I have no room to process. I have no room to progress. Sisters and brothers, we have done ourselves a disservice allowing any and everything to have access to us. Do you not understand the privilege of access? Access is a privilege. Access is a favor granted. And one of the reasons why we allow any and everything to have access to us without taking it through a rigorous process and a questionnaire that is necessary, the reason why we don't examine what has access or who has access to us is because we don't value ourselves. We don't value ourselves until we feel broken. We don't value ourselves until we feel incomplete. We don't value ourselves until we feel unfulfilled. And I want to share with you that you should never wait until you get to the point of being broken or unfulfilled to recognize your own personal value. You are valuable. You are indisposable. You are intangible, cannot be bought, cannot be mishandled. And I'm telling you, it is time for us to start making room for goals, making room, amen, for aspirations, making room for vision. Start making room for the things that God has placed in your spirit. Don't think it's strange that every time God gives you vision and allows you to see purpose for your life, all of a sudden certain things start popping up, banging at the doors, trying to gain access. There is a reason why our borders and our gates need to be protected. Noah, build me an ark. But Noah, you can't be in charge of the lock to the door. You cannot. Because if you're in charge to the lock, you will let anything have access to what you have worked tirelessly and you have worked vigorously and vehemently to build and to construct. It must be locked out. They have to be locked out. And I know you feel alone, and I know you feel like nobody understands, and I know you feel like nobody can relate, but this season is necessary. Make room. There is something else I want you to carry, something else I want you to sustain, something else I want you, amen, to preserve. So you got to make room. I can't let everything and anything here. I cannot. I can't. I would love to. I've got a big heart. Art and some many of you listening to me tonight, this is resonating so much with you because you have a big heart. If you would open, I'm telling you, would open up the doors for your entire town, your entire city. You would make sure everybody was good, everybody straight, everybody taken care of. But here is the problem. The problem is to please everyone is to neglect self. And there is a level of self that must be protected and preserved. It's not that you cannot be generous. It's not that you cannot be kind. It's not that you cannot be giving. It's not that you cannot be accommodative. You can do all of the things to bless others, but there is a process. Watch this. There is a process that others must endure in order to make sure it is safe to let them have access. It is safe to grant them favor. It is safe. I need to make sure it is safe and that I'm not allowing, watch this, a terrorist into my space, that I'm not allowing someone harmful into my space. I've got to make sure that I know the background. I gotta make sure that I understand the motive. I gotta make sure, is this making sense to somebody tonight? Is this ministering to your spirit tonight? You have to make room. You have to make room, and you don't have any room left. So the only way to make room at this point is to clean up the clutter. To clean, round it up, clean it up, and clean it out. There are things that must be discarded. And I hate to use this word, sisters and brothers, but I think it's the only way we're going to get this point tonight. There are things in your life that must be deported. It must be sent back from whence it has originated. It must be sent back from whence it has come. It must be deported. It has taken up too much space in your life. It must be cleaned up, and it must be cleaned out. We are asking God, God, increase my capacity, increase my capacity, increase my capacity. But I could hear the Lord saying in my meditation time today, and I'm throwing it at you, sisters and brothers. I hear the Lord saying, he threw it back to me. He said, you increase your capacity. I said, whoa, that was a eye opener to hear that in the presence of the Lord today. I'm saying, Lord, increase my capacity. Give me the space so that I can do what it is you've called me to do. I know you. There's a lot that you're placing on my plate. I need to be able to do these things. I need to be able to focus on these things. Lord, increase my capacity so I do not fail at this assignment. And the Lord said to me, no, you increase your capacity. How do I do that, God? Deport some of the things that have accessed you illegally. Deport some of the people that have your brain space. Oh my Lord Jesus, are y'all listening tonight? They have literally taken up residence in your brain space. Your mind is consumed with persons and circumstances that you should not be consumed with. You're more concerned about others than they are about themselves. You're more invested in others than they are in themselves. You have no more space in your life for your own achievements, your own goals. You don't even have the mental capacity to pursue, to go to your classes, to finish up, you know, whatever it is you work on your way to doing. Whatever it was that you were on your way to doing, you got jammed up because you gave access to people, you gave access to situations, you gave access to circumstances that took up space and offered no benefit. Offered no benefit to the access you gave it. And it is time to reverse the effects of these things. It is time to fix it. And I'm throwing it back at you, just like God threw it back at me today. You increase your capacity. Stop asking God to make room and you start making the room. You start making the room. You start cleaning up the spaces and the areas. You do it. You do it. You know exactly who. Oh my God. This is turning into something, sisters and brothers. This is turning into something, y'all, and I hope you're hearing God speak directly to you tonight. This is not for somebody else. This is for you, and I hope you're hearing God speak to you. You know exactly who it is. You know exactly what it is. You are very much aware of what it is that is taking up the space in your life, in your brain, in your mind, in your wallet. You know exactly who it is. You know exactly what it is. This is a big job. This is a big job. I'm telling you, when I one of the shows that I would watch quite often it was Hoarders, and I haven't watched it in a while, but that's one of those shows that I could just binge it and watch it all day. It's very interesting to me, the condition that happens in the home as a result of what happens in the mind. And so I'm always fascinated by that. And when it's time to do a cleanup on Hoarders, it's a big haul. So they're not, they're, this is not, bag it up in the hefty bags and set it out for the garbage trucks. No. This is get the dumpsters. This is, load it up because we've got a big job here. And for many of us who are connected to the call, I'm telling you, we've got a big job on our hands. We got to make room. We have to increase the capacity. God says, I've already equipped you with all that you need to accomplish the things I've shown you, but you have taken on more of others. You have taken on more of another's situation and another's circumstance. You've taken on more that pertains to others, and you have done nothing with what I've shown you for your own purpose, for your own ministry, for your own business, for your own family, for your own finances, for your own health. You have done nothing for you, and you have used all of the capacity that I have granted you and blessed you to have. You've used it all for everybody else's benefit. And I'm telling you, this is the hour to clean up and to protect your borders and gates. I cannot let just any and everything occupy the space that God has favored me to have. This can't go on for the rest of 2025. It can't. This cannot lap over into 2026 or 27 or 28 or how many ever more days, months, weeks, years I have left. This can't lapse over into that. I've got a cleanup job to do. And it's not too late. You're not too far gone to clean it up. It's not too late for you to change your mind. Oh, let me get into prayer because I don't want to bore you with all of this talking tonight. I don't want to belabor this tonight, but all I'm saying to you tonight is that it's not too late for you to start making room and to increasing your own capacity and putting things back in its rightful place. There is a reason why God has things where he has them and where he placed them. There is a reason. God knows what he's doing, and he did a perfect work with you. Are you listening to me? He did a perfect work with you. When he put you together, he broke the mold and he never made another like you. You are a designer's original. You have always been enough. You have always been fruitful. You have always been productive. You have always been gifted. You have always been a phenom. The problem is you have given access to others to create distractions, to create clutter, to create, all kinds of junk and mess, and they have infiltrated situations and circumstances have invaded your space, and you can't even sleep well at night. You can't even think. You're thinking about them and their situations and all that they got going on. You're dreaming. You can't hardly sleep. You're up all night worrying about it. You know what they're doing? Sleeping. They're asleep. And you're up, pacing the floor, worried. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm telling you, we got to figure out other things to pray for. We can't keep praying about the same stuff, sisters and brothers. You got things on your plate. You have things on your agenda. You have things on your vision board that needs to come to pass. You ain't got time to keep doing this. I'm telling you, it's time to clean it up. It's time to clean it up. It's time to clean it out. It's time to deport it. And then it is time to protect and guard your borders and your gates. You are valuable. You are intangible. You're indisposable. You are unique. You matter. You're the apple of God's eye. You're the chosen. You are the anointed. And it is time for you to be where God wants you to be, where God would have you to be. This is your time. I want you to declare that with me tonight. It's my time. It's my time. Yes, come on. It's not selfish to declare that. It is not, you're not being selfish when you say it. So stop letting people make you think that that is a selfish statement. It is not selfish of you to consider your own strength and to consider your own peace of mind and to consider your own capabilities and to consider your own creativities. It is not selfish to declare that it is your time. It is my time, and I will be generous. And I will be philanthropic. I will be giving. I will be supportive. I will be, amen, as much of a blessing as I can be. But I'm going to do it within process. I'm going to do it within reason. And I'm going to do it where it does not deplete me. I'm going to do it where it does not deplete me. God has given me something to complete. God has given me something to achieve. God has given me something to accomplish, and I must do just that. I'm so excited to pray for you tonight. Forgive me for going on and on and on with this tonight. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we've got about 120 now that's joining us between the Zoom platform and the conference line, and I want you to, again, forgive me for being lengthy with this tonight, but I really believe that God has us in this frame of thought, and God has us where he wants us to be. And I want you to be encouraged because eyes have not seen. So I want to pray with you. I want to thank God for Deborah Johnson, who has sent in this praise report. And I want to read it to you all. She says, "I, Deborah Johnson, no longer need IV treatment for severe anemia. Thank you, Jesus." Oh, well, I'm telling you, Sister Johnson, I am so excited for you, and I'm blessing the Lord for what God is doing for you. Total healing. We declare complete and total healing over your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. He's a great healer, and he is a mighty deliverer. Praise God for Jesus. We are also praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. And again, I am lifting you up during my time of daily meditation and daily prayer. Michelle Tarua, Diane Harsh, Sandra Morris, Naisha Cooper, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Diane Everett, Sabrina Trappier, Johnny Stafford, Mary Silvers, Louise Eversley, Meredith and Taj Maletti Freeman, Monique Lofton, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Dama Cook, Latoya Nugent, Shanika Muniz, Lorraine Williams, Mika Stubbs, Shador Williams, Denise Bryant Brooks, Michelle Smith, Carolyn Cymru, Sharima Abdullah, Deborah Johnson, Benita Clark, Redonia Johnson, Bill Turner, Antoinette Williams, Celeste Johnson, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, Elaine Witherspoon, Derek Dominique, Hadia Holmes, Tanya Bryant, D. Scott, Kikamon Rockmore, Ruth Aileen, Daniel Lawrence, Harriet Shelby, Shaquana Johnson, Jacqueline McFarlane, LaDonna Silvers, and Martin Merced. We are praying for each of you in the name of the Lord. I believe God for you, and I believe that this is your time to receive all that God has for you. And I believe that God is doing a new thing, a special thing in your life, and we believe the word of the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we honor you. We bless you. We praise you. You are worthy. You are holy. You are awesome. You are so good. Faithful to us, you are. God, we bless your name tonight. We praise you because you constantly consider us, feeding us your word. Your word is spirit and it is life. It is also truth. And in the truth, we find freedom. For your word declared that we should know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Thank God for transformation tonight. Thank you for how you have spoken your word over us and given us impartation, impartation to transform. impartation to enlighten, impartation to illuminate. And I thank you that even now, as we have heard tonight, we are now making the necessary moves. We are making the necessary steps, and we are taking the necessary precautions to guard our gates and to guard our borders. Father, tonight we repent. We repent for being so reckless with the gift that you have given us. We repent with being so reckless and so careless with the kindness that you have placed in our spirit, not doing the necessary intel, not doing the necessary inquiries, Father, to protect and to guard all that you have invested into our spirit. For the enemy Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time, O God of intercession. We intercede and we intervene. Give us strength. Give us strength to deport. Give us strength to detach. Give us strength, O God, to turn things name of the Lord Jesus. Every place, oh God, where we were falling short, every place, oh God, where we had allowed our guards to be put down, every place, give us strength tonight. Give us strength that we may reclaim power over our lives, that we may reclaim power over our access and choices. Give us the strength that we need, God, and cause us to rise in this strength and to rise in this anointing. We thank you that now things are coming together. Now things, oh God, are standing upright. We thank you now. Now things are being built up where they need to be. We thank you that yokes are now being destroyed. Shackles are being loosed. Your people are being made whole, and those that were bound are being made free. I thank you, God, tonight. We are making room for your will. We are making room for your agenda. We're making room for the assignment. We're making room for the commission. We're making room for the command. We don't want to miss anything. We don't want to miss anything that you have destined for our lives. We want to be able to see it. We don't want to just leave Egypt just to wander in the wilderness. No, we have a desire to enter into the promised land. Father, help us. Help us that when we want to complain, help us that when we want to murmur, help us that when we want to throw fits and tantrums, help us to remember the authority that you have given to us. Help us to tap into that power. Help us to tap into that strength. We bless you tonight. We praise you tonight. We praise you because we're drawing nigh to you. We're drawing nigh to your presence. Your presence, oh God, alleviates and eliminates all fear. We're drawing nigh unto you. We have no reason to move in fear. We have no reason to move in doubt. We have no reason to move in restriction. You have lifted all of the limits from off of our lives. You have given us an opportunity to possess the land. You would have never shown it to us had you no intention of granting us access to it. God, teach us. Teach us to guard the gates. Teach us to guard the borders so that the treasure within us cannot be disrupted, cannot be, oh God, cannot be molested, cannot be mishandled, cannot be robbed. We cannot be robbed in this hour. We declare that it is our time. It is our time. We declare it by faith, not from a place of vanity, but we declare it by faith that it is our time. It is our season to rise. It is our season to climb. Father, I thank you for what you are doing for every individual who's under the sound of my voice, every family that is represented, every business that is represented, the the health status of every person that is represented here, that is under the sound of my voice. God, stir in them an understanding that they have a right. They have a right to the blessings that are in heaven's treasury. You told us that we could be healed. And so tonight we claim healing. You told us that we could be victorious. So tonight we claim the victory. You told us that we, oh God, were to be the head and not the tail. So tonight we proclaim and we possess prosperity in the name of the Lord Jesus. You told us that we would be hidden in your secret place. So tonight we claim protection. Father, tonight we claim everything that your presence yields to your people. We make room for you. We make room for you to provide. We make room for you to make a way. We make room for you. Oh God, in this instance, we make room for you. We will not be wearied in our well-doing. We will not be discouraged in our waiting. We will grab a hold of patience. We will continue to wait on you. We will continue to trust you. We will continue to lean not to our own understanding. We are depending solely on you. We are depending solely on you. We're leaning on your word. We're leaning on your promises. We're leaning upon your favor. You do what you do and do it best. Father, no one can do it like you. No one can intervene like you. No one can make a way like you. You're the way maker. You're the miracle worker. You're the promise keeper. Have your way, Lord. Have your way on the heart. Have your way on the mind. Have your way on the body. Have your way in the blood of your people. Have your way in the nerves and the nervous systems. Have your way in the ligaments and in the joints. Have your way tonight. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us and we shall live. Breathe upon us and we shall have what it is that you have declared. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Your way. Your way. Not our way. Not the way of the enemy, but your way. Your way and your will be done in the name of the Lord. And we proclaim it tonight. We're making room. We're cleaning it up. We're cleaning it up. We're deporting any and everything that have accessed us illegally. Any and everything that have accessed us, even by our overlooking, even by our mistakes. We pray now. We are deporting it. We are getting rid of it. We're getting it out of our spaces. We're getting it out of our capacity. We're getting it out of our rooms. In the name of the Lord, we will no longer take this burden. We will no longer live with this burden. We will no longer be overwhelmed with things that do not concern us. Things that do not benefit, things that do not benefit your will, not just our purpose, but your will. If it doesn't benefit your will, if it does not stand to gain, Father, we let it go. We let it go. We will no longer carry dead weight. We will no longer carry it. We will no longer carry anything that would hinder us, anything that would stop us, anything that would prevent us. We renounce it tonight. We let it go. We get rid of it. My God, we deport it. We evict it. It must go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take up residence in another place. Take up residence in another region. But Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon every household. Fall fresh upon everybody in the name of the Lord. And we declare a turnaround tonight, a turnaround in our mentality, a turnaround in our devotion, a turnaround in the name of the Lord, in our strategy, a turnaround in our resources, a turnaround. We declare the turnaround tonight and we declare that it is so. We declare that we have prayed this prayer. We declare that we have stood upon your word. We declare that we have received your impartation tonight and we will be the better because of it. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We lift your name. We bless you. We praise you. Thou art good. Thou art worthy. Thou art awesome. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray this prayer. We say thank God and we say amen. Now, sisters and brothers, let's lift up a praise unto the Lord. Let's lift him up. Let's praise him. Let's worship him. Come on, Zoomers. Come on, conference liners. Let's praise the Lord. Let's give him glory. We receive tonight. We receive tonight. We receive tonight. Even that which has been correction, we receive it tonight. That which has served as rebuke, we receive it tonight. And we're putting it into action. And we're putting it into practice. And we declare that it is so by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we bless him, don't we? Yes, 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 yes. We bless him tonight. Yes, we do. We honor him tonight. Amen to God. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. We bless you. We adore you. You are our God. And we bless your holy and righteous name. Instruct us and we will obey. Hallelujah. Instruct us and we will obey. We will obey your every command. I'm telling you, the more we hear from God is the more clearer life in front of us becomes. I want to say it again. The more we hear from God, and make sure it's God you're hearing from, the more we hear from God is the more clearer, the more clarity life in front of us receives. We're seeing clear because we heard clear. The hearing affects all of the other senses. We are hearing clear, so now we can see clear. And I'm telling you, there are things we gave access to. No, 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 it wasn't the devil. It wasn't the devil. It wasn't the devil. Eve did not have to entertain the conversation with the serpent. The access was ours to give, and we gave it. We gave it without investigation. We gave it without necessary process, due process. We didn't give due diligence to what we gave access to, but that's okay. It's never too late. We can fix this. We can turn it around. And God's not going to increase the capacity this time. We must do it. Clean it up. Evict it. Get it out of your space so that you can have capacity to take on the purpose that God has intended for your life. I can't wait to hear the testimonies, the praise reports, as they pour in of the many victories that God is releasing over your life. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Have a phenomenal week as you clean up and evict everything that should not have access to you and have a fulfilling month of March. God bless you, everybody. And I can't wait till next time. Good night.